Moving on from disappointment is hard. Last Saturday night, before the game, I told you to get over last Friday's loss to Northern Michigan. And then Saturday happened. Saturday stunk, not as much as Friday did. You know what I'm going to tell you again? Get over it. What's past is past, what's done is done. Bemidji State needs to right the ship this weekend on the road here at St. Thomas. But you know what? A year ago, Beavers weren't in all that dissimilar of a situation. And they ended up winning the Manhattan Cup. Things can change. Get over what's past. Look to the future.
We lost a weekend. Like, really? We lost a weekend. So we've been swept twice this year. We haven't swept anybody per se. We did St. Thomas maybe at home. We got 5 out of 6 points. But you know what? Last year at the same time, our record was worse. And people forget about that because we won the league. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Our job to figure out what the problem is and see what if we could fix it. And we think we can. We think it's very fixable.
Only bright spot last weekend, the power play. Last Friday, the Beavers scored in their 4th straight game on the power play. Last Saturday, they made it 5 straight games with a power play goal. Beavers Otter Tail power play, need one here. They're 0-for-1, shot from the point by Sadasari, trickles wide, just backhanded out in front by Austin Jopi. I think that went off the skates of Roulette, the goalie, and it's in. Bemidji State's Otter Tail power play cuts it 3-1.
I think it's actually Riley Funk, only because he's so tall, but hey, throw it towards the net, right? Riley Funk was behind the goal line, I think, when he released that puck.
Beaver fifth-year senior alternate captain Eric Martin says, yeah, forget what's past, look ahead to the future.
Something you kind of learn playing college hockey is any team can beat anyone any given night. I mean, every team's got that will, like coach says a lot. I mean, their team's always going to have something to say about it, so... I mean, we've had a couple of these in my career here, you know, some sweeps against maybe lower ranked teams or, you know, not as high in the standings, but just shows that anyone can win on any given night. And, you know, hopefully we can sweep it under the rug and, you know, move forward and keep pushing towards the end of the year.
Late November, Bemidji State was riding high, had just beaten the Gophers, swept St. Thomas, then won and tied against North Dakota. Well, right now, St. Thomas, the team that's riding high. Their women's hockey team just swept 4th-ranked Minnesota Duluth. Their men's team, unbeaten in 6. The Tommies haven't lost in 2025, but heck, the Beavers haven't won since December 6th. Get over the past, worry about the future. Beavers and the Tommies, our Corner Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.